meet the emerging and present challenges to deal in an effective, equitable and transparent way the needs of all countries. We have to have a plan of action which will renew the commitment to sustainable development and include concrete goals and the means for their implementation, as well as guarantees for commitments of the developed countries to encourage them. But in particular, we need decisions of policies with a strategic vision. So, one of the problems we are facing at the time of analyzing and evaluating progress is the absence of a system, a uniform system agreed upon, which will include adequate indicators on all of the themes on Agenda 21 and the Rio principles. The international markets do not recognize the value of ecosystems and the natural resources which are essential to be able to adapt our environment to the negative effects of climate change. We need that to be included in the national accounts, the so-called green accounts, so that thus we can reflect the services and goods which services which defend biodiversity and provide for the whole world. So, at local level, the efforts for the green economy consist of strengthening the community organization and participatory models for natural resources, clean organic systems, and the income derived from these activities. So, what we need now is a way to agree to move from a selfish and short-term vision to take the difficult but indispensable decisions. In only a week, Durban opened a small window. We have had to make it larger so that the light will flow and will allow us to fully enjoy this beautiful planet. Above all, what is the point to run to the mountains at 100 miles per hour if the mountains are covered with polluted air and we can't even see them? Or they may not even exist. Thank you.
Ghana.
Chair. Ghana aligns itself with statement delivered by G77 in China, as well as by the African group this morning. Our response to the questions posed in the guidance notes are follows. Question 2, addressing implementation gaps. We believe that enforcement is required to ensure implementation. In that regard, the Commission for Sustainable Development should be mandated to instruct or give directives to operating entities to implement decisions agreed by member states. The CSD should be strengthened in terms of human and financial resources to monitor, review, and verify activities of the UN agencies and member states. The UNDP, with its global presence, should also be mandated to identify and compile best practices globally and share with member states. On question 3, critical areas and tools and policies to advance progress, we believe that to advance progress, there is the need to increase funding from GEF to issues on desertification, land degradation, and drought. Procedures for accessing funds from GEF by developing countries, particularly sub-Saharan African countries, should be simplified. There's a need to make the UN Convention to Combat Desertification serve as a global policy and monitoring framework on land degradation globally. There's a need to set up production centers for renewable energy in sub-Saharan African countries, investments in inland water bodies, hydropower, irrigation, and soil fertility are of paramount importance. In response to question 4, measuring progress towards sustainable development, we believe that the criteria should include access to quality education and quality health. There's also need for access to decent jobs and ensuring equitable growth, as well as coming up with sustainable development goals for benchmarking, such as zero net land degradation targets. On green economy, question 5, we believe that for Africa to benefit from the concept of green economy, there should be a balance between afforestation and investment in economic trees. The private sector should be supported to develop, There should be clear delineation of safeguards, policies, and steps towards green economy. There's a need for green economy to be people-centered. It requires investments in development and deployment of clean technologies in Africa, investment in physical infrastructure, natural capital, human and social capital. There's also the need for research into tropical diseases. Finally, on question six, technology transfer, we believe that there should be establishment of joint research projects between developed countries and developing countries. There's also the need for establishment of centers of excellence in Africa, and the need to support domestic regional research centers as well as local technology development. Finally, there's the need to set up international mechanism to facilitate deployment of relevant technology to developing countries. I thank you.
Question time.
Thank you, Co-Chair. In Lichtenstein's view, the Zero to Up should lay the ground for a concise and clear political outcome that will secure political commitment at the highest level to accelerate and broaden the worldwide transition towards the green economy, which promotes sustainable development and contributes to poverty eradication. For this, we will need a high-impact document that continues to put the UN at the center of efforts to meet global challenges and which raises public awareness and engagement for sustainable development. The Zero Draft must acknowledge the green economy as a pathway to sustainable development. It should contain a green economy roadmap with common goals, measures, and timelines to be accompanied by a toolkit containing a range of policy options. It should also lay the foundation for the development of green economy indicators that complement GDP as a measure of growth. We believe there is no sustainable development without good governance, rule of law, and respect for human rights. This requires addressing the important link between rule of law and economic opportunity. An environment of stability resulting from the equal promotion and protection under the law can unlock the potential of new economic actors such as women, the poor, and the marginalized. The Zero Draft should acknowledge these aspects. Sustainable development goals have the potential to address problems of integration and implementation of the current framework for sustainable development. The Zero Draft should contain a clear mandate to work towards SDGs, which should complement but not create overlaps with the MDGs. A strengthened and consolidated IFSD should be designed to deliver results, coordinate efforts, and monitor progress on sustainable development. To secure implementation of commitments, the Zero Draft should launch a platform to bring together current sustainable development activities, best practice examples and approaches of different stakeholders, and establish a monitoring mechanism, for example, a peer review. The transformation of the Commission on Sustainable Development into a Sustainable Development Council, subsidiary to the GA, could fulfill many functions, including these. In order to address the gaps and weaknesses of the current IEG system, the Zero Draft must contain a package of measures aimed at strengthening UNEP, which should include the option of upgrading UNEP to the status of a specialized agency. While some progress has been made in coordinating and streamlining MEAs, the outcome should provide a solid basis to further work to this end, for instance, for joint delivery of common MEA services and back-to-back meeting schedules, so that smaller countries are better able to participate and follow those processes. In addition, the outcome could establish a complementary long-term global registry of voluntary national, subnational, and multi-stakeholder commitments on sustainable development, accompanied by an appropriate follow-up mechanism. Finally, we would like to see the multi-stakeholder inputs taken into account by the Secretariat in their drafting exercise, and we look forward to an open, transparent, and inclusive negotiation process. Thank you.
Italy.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Mr. Co-Chair, a distinguished delegate, Italy associates with the statement made by the European Union on behalf of its member states, and would like to further highlight some specific issues. We are convinced that Rio Plus 20 will be not just another conference, but represents a unique opportunity to strengthen the commitment on sustainable development and respond to present challenges in an integrated and responsive manner. Let me refer to some among the questions proposed for steering our discussion. Regarding the assessment and evaluation, it is essential to measure the progress towards the achievement of sustainable development objectives through the use of indicators. Currently, there is no single universally acceptable definition or assessment metrics for sustainable development. The various international meetings from Rio through Johannesburg, the recent CSD meetings, called upon governments, the international community, and many stakeholders to develop ways to measure and assess progress. Sustainable development indicators are needed to increase focus on sustainable development and assist the decision makers at all levels to adopt appropriate and effective sustainable development policies in line with their specific conditions and priorities. The ongoing work on internationally agreed sustainable development indicators is very promising, and in the future it will help monitor progress. One of the main objectives of sustainable development is to strengthen the synergies between economic and social development and environmental protection. Such efforts will be effective only if we support the development and adoption of indicators that reflect those synergies and that are capable of complementing traditional indicators measuring the GDP. Regarding green economy, there is a global common need in our view to foster the transition towards green economy that is inclusive, equitable, and strongly oriented to poverty eradication. Rio Plus 20 should guide such transition by defining at international level a set of goals and actions as part of broad green economy roadmap, looking in particular to offer win-win opportunities in the field of sustainable management of natural resources. The roadmap should have a guiding role, allowing countries to define their way forward according to specific regional and national contexts and priorities, and to implement their commitments through the support of effective international cooperation. Concerning the governance issue, the IFSD, the successful implementation of sustainable development commitments lies in our view on the effectiveness of sustainable development governance and its institutional framework. Rio Plus 20 needs to define a strong package of reform in order to match the increasing challenges of sustainable development with an appropriate institutional framework based on all the three pillars of sustainable development. To this extent, we underline the need to strengthen the environmental pillar of sustainable development governance structure and its interrelatedness with the economic and social one. This can be done by upgrading UNEP into a specialized agency with a revised and strengthening mandate supported by stable, adequate, and predictable financial contributions and operating on an equal footing with other UN specialized agencies. Italy is also convinced that this agency should be based in Nairobi. Finally, Mr. Co-Chair, independently on what will be adopted in Rio next year, the responsibility of a correct and full implementation process is not only global, but also regional and national, and governments as well as the private sector and civil society as a whole play a central role in it. Italy believes that one of the requisites for the achievement of sustainable development is the broad involvement and participation of civil society and major groups in decision-making processes. To this extent, the role of national sustainable development councils is crucial, as it represents an effective consultative instrument which ensures an inclusive participation and an open dialogue with the key actors of civil society. Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair.
Again, may I remind of the 3-minute rule, especially to be remembered Indonesia.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. First of all, I would like to associate this statement with the statement made by G77 in China. The key issues that need to be addressed in the outcome documents, firstly, we need to reflect the remaining gaps in the implementation of sustainable development that include improvement of the effectiveness of support deliverables for sustainable development programs in developing countries, including finance, access to technology, development, and transfer and enhancing capacity building. Provision of adequate financial resources to support the achievement of sustainable development objectives in developing countries also needed, and the coherence and coordination among existing institutions and initiatives. Second, we need to reflect in the draft document the affirmation of renewed political commitment to ensure the delivery of international commitments and agreements on sustainable development. Third, we need to address emerging challenges such as food security, energy security, access to water, and sustainable management of coastal and marine resources. Mr. Co-Chair, on question number 4, the current development concept talks about economic development through the lens of GDP. GDP growth is considered a reflection of countries' success in conducting its development. However, currently, countries are much more conscious that progress is not only measured by GDP, because we need also to develop human well-being and planetary well-being as a measure of success in development. In other words, GDP needs to be balanced with human development achievement as being currently pursued through the MDGs. The MDGs are important indicators for the achievement of sustainable development as they go beyond GDP. Therefore, the RioPlus 20 needs to have an interlinked outcome that will support the achievement of the MDGs. On the issue of question number 5, my delegation is of the view that RioPlus 20 outcome on green economy needs to recognize the importance of sustainable consumption and production in the pursuit for sustainable development. The CEP concept promotes resources is efficiency with a strong emphasis on internalizing the value of natural resources and environment, efforts to eradicate poverty, creating decent jobs, and ensuring sustainable economic growth. In this regard, Mr. is of the view that an agreement on the global 10-year framework or program on SCP would be useful contributions by RioPlus 20 Summit to support the transition to the green economy. On the question number 7, it is important to launch a comprehensive process to strengthen the IRSD in order to enable the full, effective, and sustained implementation of sustainable development. The strengthening of the institutional framework for sustainable development should mobilize potential cooperation at the local, national, and regional level. Indonesia is of the view that an umbrella organization is required to enhance the integration of sustainable development at the international level. Indonesia perceives that Council on Sustainable Development is the most viable option to increase coherence and coordination among all international institutions. Key arguments behind this support is: A, the proposal should not be understood as the creation of a new organization, but rather as an approach to integrate existing institutions in addressing sustainable development. SDC, as an umbrella organization, would coordinate with related institutions, including MEAs, with emphasis on mutually reinforcing and integrating the three pillars of sustainable development. Finally, it is our hope that our view will provide substantial contribution to the content of the Zero Draft of the RioPlus 20 outcome document and accelerate the implementation of sustainable development principles. Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair.
Very good.
So, with the statement made by Argentina on behalf of the G77 and China, I'm going to try to answer the 7 questions, although in 3 minutes is difficult, but I'll try. For the first question, Chair, I think that the first thing is the full consideration of the concept of sustainable development in decision-making by economic, social, and environmental actors, with a view to creating greater synergy, coordination, and integration among the three pillars, and overcoming the continued prevalence of sector-specific visions. Also, the creation of the sustainable development goals that will determine the areas where national and international cooperation efforts need to be concentrated with a view to fostering sustainable development and taking equity among nations into due consideration. In that sense, I would like to stress also that the Brazilian government is very conscious of its responsibility in Rio, and we want the conference to have a strong impact on 3 different dimensions. We believe that there is the intergovernmental dimension of this conference, but there is an absolutely key issue, which is the participation of civil society and also the business community. In that sense, as you know, Brazil will organize the 4 days between the PREPCOM and the conference itself. In those 4 days, Brazil intends to concentrate the civil society and specialists on discussing some issues that we believe are absolutely key. There are 8 issues, which are, first, food security and poverty eradication, sustainable cities, 3, energy, 4, innovation, 5, water, 6, oceans, 7, economics of sustainable development, including on sustainable patterns, and finally, decent jobs and migration. On the second question, I believe that we have to help decision makers and civil society in countries to understand better how to integrate the issues related to sustainable development. We have to be able to have a clear vision of sustainable development inside our countries, at local, regional, and national level, so that we can fight for it in the multilateral agenda. On number 3, poverty eradication is definitely the issue. We think that the permanent incorporation of poverty eradication as an essential element for achieving sustainable development has to be one of the main achievements of Rio Plus 20. On number 4, we believe that we should make available an outlook that promotes integrated analysis of the already vast store of sector knowledge that we have on energy, finance, population, environment, agriculture, and others, thereby improving the interpretation of the links among the different sectors and making coherent actions feasible in the economic, social, and environmental areas. On question 5, we believe in green economy, we believe more in inclusive green economy, as we put very clearly on our submissions. We believe that if this helps the economic community to adopt sustainable development as a paradigm, this is a way to go. And it also has to be an instrument to promote sustainable patterns of production and consumption. Finally, on number 7, because I'm dropping 6 for the time, we want, first of all, the strengthening of UNEP and UNDP. This is critical, and it has to be effective, not symbolic. But we believe that we need more than anything a governance structure that ensures that the concept of sustainable development is given due consideration as a paradigm by all the United Nations systems, specialized agencies and organizations, including the World Bank and the World Trade Organization. Thank you very much.
Ecuador.
Gracias, señor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Going to be extremely brief. First, Ecuador endorses what Argentina has said, representing the Group of 77 and China. I wish to reiterate that Ecuador is preparing itself responsibly with a view to the Conference on Sustainable Development in June 2012. We have contributed a document for the compilation document and the zero draft document. We're also promoting regional and sub-regional meetings for discussion, and in January we'll be the host of the Ministers of the Environment of the countries of Latin America and the Caribbean. We are also responsible to represent the region of Latin America and the Caribbean in the Bureau of the 10th session of the United Nations Forum on Forests. And here, too, we are contributing for the success of the Conference on Sustainable Development next year. I'm saying this to reiterate the fact that our expectations on Rio Plus 20 is huge. I think it is an opportunity to advance the Johannesburg Plan of Action, and in particular we want it to be an opportunity to deal with key questions like the rights of nature, food sovereignty, the effects of the financial crisis on the agenda of sustainable development, and the need for a new international financial architecture to be able to build a renewed, vigorous agenda which articulates the 3 pillars for sustainable development: the social, the economic, and the environmental. still it is important to ensure that there's a good document which will animate the debates in Rio in 2012. But it is also important, maybe it's even more important, that the messages and the concrete facts which will occur during this preparatory stage for Rio will be contributions to a positive environment to be able to have agreement, good agreements in Rio Plus 20. Unfortunately, this is not occurring, and the results of the Conference of the Parties in Durban, South Africa last week demonstrate that we are not giving positive messages so that we can arrive at Rio with political agreements. We do not share the optimism with regard to the results which were achieved last week in South Africa. We think that we negotiated at a minimum level and not a maximum level. The three pillars for sustainable development have to go beyond the merely rhetoric. Unless we combat poverty without equity and without a different type of financial architecture, without full participation of women and the indigenous people and the Afro-descendants, we will not attain an economy for sustainability of whatever type and human respect of nature. In summary, the document for Rio Plus 20 has to express commitments and agreements in the political level and an important development of instruments for action which will lead to lasting commitments for the future of humanity. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Chile.
Gracias, sir.
Thank you, sir. My delegation associated itself with a statement made this morning by Argentina on behalf of the Group of 77 and China. Chile, Mr. President, reaffirms its commitment to sustainable development as understood as sustainable growth which can be sustained with equity in a context of international globalization. The final aim of sustainable development, of achieving constant progress towards a future of human prosperity, which is universally shared within the finite resources of the planet, are more urgent than ever. I also wish to refer to some of the elements which my delegation attributes great importance to and we consider have to be recommended in the outcome document. The gaps which exist in achieving the goals 20 years ago allows us to see that despite the numerous progress made, we still need renewed impetus for development which is socially inclusive and environmentally sustainable. In Rio Plus 20, we have to ensure that there is a renewed political commitment to the principles of the Rio Declaration of Agenda 21 and the Johannesburg Program and with sustainable development and its three pillars. Chile understands the green economy as a tool to attain the global aim of achieving sustainable development. We believe that the process of Rio Plus 20 provides an opportunity to discuss the possible benefits as well as possible risks in the concept and the implications in terms of in political terms. The progress towards an economy, taking into account the environmental concern, requires a certain degree of flexibility and consideration of the different levels of economic and social and environmental development in each country. The institutional framework for development, sustainable development, must strengthen multilateralism as a way to achieve solutions to problems of global sustainability and the respect of the principles of Rio, in particular, Principle 7, the reform of governance for sustainable development must ensure a balance between the three pillars, and there must be harmony among them and the reform for international environmental governance. In relation to the gap in implementation, Chile believes that the problem of financing is one of the main ways of to achieve sustainability. To meet this challenge properly, new and additional resources will be needed to mobilize the energy of the developing world. My delegation thinks that the outcome document of the conference has to reflect the necessary protection of marine eco-resources, including the coastal area, paying attention to the protection of sensitive zones, pollution of the air, of the oceans, unregulated fishing, as well as we also believe that the protection of the ecosystems in the mountain will provide various environmental services, including the provision of drinking water and the effects of climate change, must also be discussed. Finally, Chile thinks it is fundamental to respect the access and to environmental justice as stated in the Rio Declaration, promoting the development of instruments, which are international ones for that aim. We also are in favor of regional conventions for the adoption of Principle 10. Chile also advocates the facilitation of participation of local communities in the process of decision-making. Improvement in the instruments for justice, respecting the sovereignty of each country, and in solving environmental damage at international level as occurring in the territories which are not subject to national jurisdiction. And thank you, sir.
Rocco.
The Maroc adhere
to the statement.